this is a full vocals, if I could. It's about a woman in the south of England with a lot of cattle and telephone boxes. Because there was a law in the early part of the century when the telephone box was coming in, but England was a largely agricultural community in those days, which said that for every cow, sheep or bullock you had to have a telephone box, which was designed to was a kind of levy on the wealthy farmers, but also to introduce the idea of telephonic communication. This eventually became untenable because the fields got so full of phone boxes that the cows couldn't graze, and conversely, people who wanted to make phone calls would find they'd open the phone box and there'd be a bullock in it with its head poking around stuff. Plus, they used to eat the receivers and things like that, so that was a problem. And eventually, they compromised and they now put... they let you have a phone in your house and so on. Anyway, this woman has a party and she's very upset because all her guests are dead. And her husband's gone to bed early, and so she's weeping over the fireplace as we do in England when we have all-night parties and the phone boxes are out in the fields. And don't forget, at this stage this song is written, there was no phone inside the house, so she couldn't ring anyone up and complain. Plus, she's found out earlier that day from her doctor that she's got terminal bubonic plague. And she's listening, and the Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd is playing in the background. The lunar city is only grass. And suddenly, for no apparent reason, a chicken is fired down the chimney at an immense velocity and explodes in a cloud of dust. But she is so washed out she doesn't care. She's just chicken. As a compound matters, a hooded being comes drifting over the floor with no feet, with his hands behind his back and a little carrot, which she doesn't actually see. And he asks her to dance. And she doesn't even look at him, so he strokes her gently with the carrot. She tries to push him over, but of course he's one of the undead, and so her hand goes straight through him. And meanwhile, in the chimney, the chicken reconstitutes. Have you seen films going backwards? The dust all explodes inwards, and the chicken goes like that at the top. And the two policemen in the bushes say, right, this should be it, and they press their plungers, and they zoom in on the house. So she decides to use the hooded one to enable her to escape bubonic plague, and the reason I'm explaining this is because it actually explains the next song.
Will you dance with me, Lady Waters, and a bony hand? Oh, if you care, doctor in and took off the mask and the hooded one. He recoiled what he thought was sweat on a face and hand. It turned out to be tiny boiled. He was made for me. All I have, she said, he must take it all. Every thought, every night, and he took the blame, and he left her there without anything but her
is that the most we can get on these monitors? Without blowing up? Just seems like, sorry, up here just sounds like we're singing into blotting paper.
2-2-2.
By now the policemen have come out of the bushes and they're halfway to the house, in case you wondered what happened to them. They're running very slowly, because they're shooting a lot of film and so it takes ages for them to run. Okay. Thank you.
just ran away. Oh, tonight, I wish I could forget her. I wish I never met her. I'm better off that way.
They find us in Los Angeles, and they're only one of them now. And he whips around for the other guy, and he can't figure out what's happened to him. This is a thing where basically the criminal has amnesia, and he doesn't know whether he's committed the crime or going to. Thank you.
It's a Raymond Chandler evening at the end of someone's day. I'm standing in my pocket and I'm slowly turning gray.
Baby, if I sound touchy now,
Simple, said the constable. When we got into the house, all we could see was a load of fish lying around on the upholstery.
Fish? But this is extraordinary. This is a private house, Wilson. There's no precedent for this kind of thing.
Detective Inspector Gurney Cobb, if I might draw your attention to the article of the 15th, Bishop, he said, pointing slowly to an ever-expanding blot on the table, there was a previous incident when fish were involved.
Oh? Oh, you mean that fellow Fanshawe with his blasted bass? Well, I know about that.
Thank you.
there's about three men in a bath with their backs to you, and they're covering each other in soap in a gay magazine which has to pose as a bodybuilding magazine published out of Los Angeles in 1965. And they're on page 23. The article is entitled Soap O Go Go. And there's not a lot of words in it, but basically it's about these three guys named Ted, Woody, and Junior who are standing with their backs to the camera covering each other in soap. There's a strong homosexual undercurrent in the song, but there's no actual admission or anything. There's no organs or anything like that. Whether or not it comes out on any particular side is totally irrelevant, and I'll just explain that. If this comes down again, it'll be really interesting.
Yeah.
has to scream. She does really well when you're strong. She's sort of dreams. Try some more. It just won't work. And when the time comes on.
No, no, no. Bye. hang on, about 200.
Undirected personality traits, vaccine, whimsical in a child, may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. Lack of involvement with the father or over-involvement with the mother can result in lack of ability to relate to sexual peers. And in homosexual leaning, narcissism, transsexuality,
girls from the waist up,
boys from the waist up, tends to be your own love object.
Then consult your parents to you by becoming both at once.
But this has been overlooked by our fixated overweight sexist media. So, uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. If you give in to them every time they cry, they will become little tyrants and they won't remember why. Then when they are thwarted by people in later life, they will become psychotic, and they won't make an ideal husband or wife. The spoiled baby grows into the escapist teenager, the adult alcoholic, the middle-aged suicide. Oi! So, uncorrected personality traits that seem principled in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult.
Thank you.